tobacco, beef, and more field day. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The University of Tennessee Extension Service puts on field days across the state each summer, and recently they held their tobacco, beef, and more field day at the Highland Rim Experiment Station in Springfield.
Anything to improve their I had a gentleman walk up to me a few minutes ago. He's actually from Cheatham County, but he was just thanking me for having the field day, and he always picks something up, and you know, anything to help improve their production, whether it's just new technologies or new and improved technologies or ways that can, you know, operate more efficiently to save them money. Sometimes anything to help, you know, of course, save the cost of production or be more efficient.
Barry Sims is director of the Highland Rim Experiment Station, and several beef and tobacco farmers were on hand to try and gain more useful knowledge to take back to their operations to improve profitability. And one of those producers thankful for the research is Robert Manise of Montgomery County.
They do a lot of research and come up with numbers and the varieties, and there's no way a producer could do that in 50 different, you know, maybe not in different places, but three or four different places, and over several years, that we just can't keep up with all that kind of information, and we sure can't do it in different areas like they're doing. So it's a lot of benefit in the tobacco, and then on the beef cattle, they do a lot of tests with equipment that farmers hadn't got, so they're both a big asset.
So it really allows an opportunity for producers to come and visit the center and then learn from some of the activity that's taking place and see it in real time and sort of where the rubber meets the road in terms of programs and projects that are directly applicable to their problems.
And that's Dr. Bill Brown, Dean of UT's Experiment Station. Hope all of you have a safe day. I'm Lee Maddox for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.